Welcome back to In Focus on this very winter-like Thursday here in the Little Apple, just after 9:47 in the K-Man Studios. And I am here with Linda Teener, the Executive Director of UFM Community Learning Center. And Linda, a new calendar, or not calendar, a new catalog is out. And we had a phone call over to break asking about funding for UFM and how that works.
Our funding is primarily through the class fees that we offer. We also generate some funding through some grants and a lot of donations that come to the community. But we are totally self-funding. We don't receive like city funding or state funding to underwrite what we do. We have to generate all of our own revenue. And the primary source is the fees that we charge for the classes.
And for those interested in those classes, I imagine there are some like enrollment dates and things like that for people to think about.
Yeah, we will enroll in the class up until the class starts and sometimes even afterwards. The sooner you register, the better, because if we don't get enough enrollment, some of our classes will cancel. Some instructors will go with one or two. Others need more than that to teach their class. So signing up sooner is better than later. Also, some of our classes fill up very quickly, and so you can miss out on the opportunity. But we will take registrations up until class starts, if it's available.
I hope the yoga classes still have room. I'm about to sign Dave up. It's fun, Dave. Yoga, it's good
yoga,
for everybody.
Yeah, and we've got yoga for everything. Even you, Dave, we have chair yoga.
Chair yoga.
Chair yoga. Yesterday, we talked about face yoga on the air.
Well, we don't have that.
Well, you see, there's a possibility.
There you go.
It's supposed to help you defy age.
Oh, well,
you know,
I need that.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Maybe Dave can, maybe you can
maybe
teach
not.
The face yoga.
Maybe not. No.
Well, we'll put that on the back burner for right now. Another thing, Linda, you wanted to talk about was the community garden.
Yes, on a really snowy, cold day like today, everybody wants to think about their garden. And we are getting ready to sign people up for the Manhattan Community Garden. That's a project that UFM started in 1974, so it's 44 years old. We currently have two locations. We have plots at the corner of 9th and Riley Lane, just to the east of Howie's Recycling Center. And then we also have plots just south of town at 1435 Collins Lane. It's out on Hunter's Island. Garden plots available for anybody. We provide the equipment that you need, the tools that you need. You provide the love of gardening. You get to choose what you want to plant, bring your own plants, bring your own seeds. We have tillers available. We have rakes and hoes and things, so you don't have to go out and buy a lot of extra equipment to do that, and it's lovely, nice bottom land.
And just got to bring whatever you want to plant. That's about the only requirement, huh?
That's about it, and pulling your weeds. That's also required. We have specific sign-ups. Our last returning gardener sign-up will be this Saturday morning at UFM at 9:30. And then starting on January 24th, once a month, we'll do new gardener sign-ups. We have a lot of plots available this year, so we can handle a lot of new gardeners coming into Manhattan Community Garden. We have a total of 280 plots that are available. There is a small rental charge for that covers the things like buying equipment and the mulch and hay and things that you need to make your garden work. So it's a cooperative project in that everybody works together for the good of the garden to keep the general grounds going. But your plot, when you rent it, belongs to you for that year, and you can grow what you want to grow in there. And you take care of that yourself. And then we provide you some mulch, some hay, the tools that you need to help make that happen. And then everybody volunteers two times a year to help with general garden cleanup.
And it seems like it's one of those programs that's been very successful probably from the beginning. I hear about the community garden in Manhattan quite a bit, especially if you talk to some of our extension agents and gardening. I think Greg Guystone, I hear him talk about this garden quite a bit.
Yes, Greg has been a good supporter for a very long time of the community garden. It started on some urban renewal land and has continued for a very long time. It's been very successful for us for a long time. We have been the guide for many other community gardens around the state of Kansas as well, helping them get their own projects started and figuring out how you make it work.
And I'm sure you get quite a bit of different people, whether they're experienced gardeners, first-time mm-hmm. gardeners, all ages, I imagine, get involved.
We do. We have a lot of retired people who garden with us, but we also have a lot of young families, people of all ages, and people from all cultures. It's fun to go walk through the garden and see exactly what kinds of things people are growing and how they grow, because everybody does it just a little differently.
Do schools get involved with the community garden?
We've not had schools involved. We have had groups like Big Lakes and Boys and Girls Club get involved with plots at the community garden. And the Men's Garden Club generally always has a plot that they grow things and donate it to the breadbasket.
Brady Bowman here with Linda Tiener. She's the executive director of UFM Community Learning Center, celebrating 50 years. A new catalog is out, very colorful catalog. I was flipping through it a little bit. Mm-hmm. A lot of great things mm-hmm. in there, and we'll maybe highlight some of those things here in just a bit. But the spring Lou Douglas event is another thing you wanted to touch on, Linda.
We have out of the ordinary a Lou Douglas event. I can't exactly call it a lecture this spring, but on February 22nd, we will have an independent filmmaker, Peter Bratt, here, who will be showing a new film out called Dolores. Dolores is a documentary about Dolores Huertes, who was one of the co-founders of the United Farm Workers Movement in California with Cesar Chavez. And we hear a lot about Chavez, but we don't hear very much about Huertes. And so it will be very interesting. We're going to show the film, and then he will be there to talk about the film, to talk about his work in general, and filmmaking. And then the following week, the Beach Museum will be showing another one of his works called La Misión. So we have a couple of special kind of events that I think will be very interesting and unusual for the community.
And again, just showing just how many different things UFM does. Mm-hmm. It's not just classes. You're doing events like that. You got the community garden. There's just all sorts of things. If you want to get involved, there's no shortage of things to get involved in.
That's true. Lots of things. Lots of volunteer opportunities as well.
I'm looking at flipping through the catalog a little bit. You also mm-hmm. have food classes while mm-hmm. learning how to cook. I bet those are pretty popular.
Those are some of our most popular classes, and the size is generally small, so you have to sign up quick to get into those classes. And there's generally participation in those. It's not just watching a demonstration. It's participating, and then you get to eat what they make.
And this one just jumped out at me looking at it. Herbalism Basics and Herbs for Flu and Cold Prevention.
Yeah, don't we need that now?
Oh, don't we?
Yes, we have an herbalist who is doing a number of classes for us on how to best use herbs for health and wellness activities.
Just want to go through some more of these, just again, just to demonstrate just the versatility that UFM shows. Got remote pilot operator course for drones.
Yeah, I do want to mention that. Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. That is a course to talk about how you use drones and the kinds of things you need to know in order to pass the FFA test to be able to be a certified drone pilot. And that's very popular around here now, and something that I think people should be interested in doing.
And especially with those rules kind of evolving, too, as drone use evolves and mm-hmm. gets a little more widespread. It's good to be on top of that.
And you'll have be latest. Safe.
Yes, yes, very key. Home landscape design, excuse me, spring-only thing.
Greg Eystone is actually teaching that class.
Is he?
Yes, it's a spring-only class. I've taken that class. It's really good if you want to learn what you need to know in order to do some good landscaping around your house, the kind of plants to put in, how you figure out how much space you need for your plants. It's a really good class, but he only offers it in the spring.
All sorts of dancing classes that
yes.
UFM has.
Dancing for everything. We've got tap dancing, ballet for adults, ballroom dance. We've got salsa, belly dancing. We've got just a good variety of dance classes.
And looking
keep
through
you moving.
Looking through the catalog a little bit, just kind of skimming through it, there is a cost of these classes, but it seems very affordable.
We try to keep our fees down as low as we can. Again, we cover our costs by the fees that we charge in the catalog, and the fee depends somewhat on whether there are extra costs, like the instructor needs some reimbursement for something. whether we are just using space, if we have to rent space. So the fees vary depending on what our expenses are with that. But we do try to keep them as affordable as we possibly can.
And some martial arts classes as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Looking at some other ones, get good sleep. That sounds good. That seems like it's just made for radio folks. Right here. I think we'll all sign up for that one, whether it's here, K-Rock,
B104.7.
Your
early morning
we can all use
people,
that one.
Yeah.
Yes. Mindfulness for adults. Now, what's that one about?
Well, you know, I've not taken that class, but it's a class where you, are spending more time really thinking through what you're doing and why you're doing it instead of just kind of being the bull who just charges in and does things. You're thinking about things and being more mindful in the choices that you make and the decisions that you want to make.
If folks want to get their hands on this very nicely covered catalog, mm-hmm. where do they find it?
Well, they can find it in a lot of locations around town. Most of the coffee shops have them. The city library always has them. The union has two display racks where you can pick up a catalog. There are a lot of other places around town, or you can call us at UFM and we'll make sure you get one, or you can stop by the UFM house. We are that big red house on the corner of Thurston and Manhattan Avenue.
All right.
You can't miss it. And people may not know who we are, but they know the big house. And you can stop in there and get a catalog anytime.
It looks like UFM's also on social media, Facebook, Twitter. You
can of course.
Get involved that way. Instagram, mm-hmm. too, I see.
Oh, yeah.
Just on everything.
Yep. And we're happy to have people share their pictures and posts about what's going on at UFM as well.
Linda Tiener, the Executive Director with UFM Community Learning Center. Linda, thanks so much for coming on and sharing all this exciting stuff with us. And I'm sure we'll talk to you soon and to another 50 years.
Thank you.
All right, Linda, thanks. Always good to have you in. Moving up on 10 a.m. Winter storm warning remains in effect. As snow continues to fall, be very careful out there in your travels this morning if you must be on the roads. If you don't need to be on the roads, just make it a nice, comfortable day. Tomorrow on K-Man's M Focus, we'll hear from U.S. Representative Roger Marshall, the Big First District. Matt Droege will bring us up to date on activities with the Junction City Gary County Schools. And we'll also have State Representative Tom Phillips coming in the latter part of the hour. Looks like we have him for a full half hour. Have a good day. Be careful.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual.